भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो टुडे वी आर गोइंग टू रीड फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट 36। नमः परम कल्याण नमः परम मंगल वासुदेवाय शांताय जदूनां पतये नमः। नमः We therefore offer our respectful obeisances. Paramakalyana, you are the supreme auspiciousness. Namaha, our respectful obeisances unto you. Paramamangala, whatever you do is good. Vasudevaya, unto the original personality of Godhead. Vasudeva. Santaya, unto the most peaceful. Jadunam, of the Jadu dynasty. Pataye, unto the controller. Namaha, our respectful obeisances unto you. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. O supremely auspicious, we offer our respectful obeisances unto you, who are the supreme God, who are the supreme good, O most famous descendant and controller of the Jadu dynasty, O son of Vasudeva, O most peaceful, let us offer our obeisances unto your lotus feet. Purport. The word Paramakalyana is significant because Krishna, in any of his incarnations, appears in order to protect the sadhus, paritranaya sadhunam. The sadhus, saintly persons or devotees, are always harassed by non-devotees. And Krishna appears in his incarnations to give them relief. This is his first concern. If we study the history of Krishna's life, we shall find that for most of his life, he predominantly engaged in killing demons one after another. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janasalakaya Chakhyurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manohishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Bande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavansa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitam Sa Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶಧಾರಿಣೇ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶಿವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪರ್ಟಿಕ್ಯುಲರ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅಫರ್ಡ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ನಳಕುಮಾರ ಮಣಿಗ್ರೀವ ಟು ಬಾಲಗೋಪಾಲ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಡೆಲಿವರೆನ್ಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿ ಸಿಚುವೇಶನ್ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆನ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ 3+ years old ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಮೋಟಾರ್ ಇನ್ ಹಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಇನ್ ಬೌಂಡೆಸ್ ಕಂಡೀಷನ್ ಹಿ ರಿಲೀಫ್ಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ದೇವತಾಸ್ ನಳಕುಮಾರ ಅಂಡ್ ಮಣಿಗ್ರೀವ. ಹಿ ಪಾಸ್ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಟ್ವಿನ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ದೆಮ್. ನಾವು ದಿಸ್ ನಳಕುಮಾರ ಮಣಿಗ್ರೀವ ದಿ ಸನ್ ಆಫ್ ಧನಾಧ್ಯಕ್ಷ ದಿ ಟ್ರೆಜರರ್ ಆಫ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಪವರ್ಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ವೇರ್ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ 100 celestial years. ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಬ್ರಜವಾಸ, ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟೆಡ್ ನಾವ್ 100 celestial years ಬ್ರಜವಾಸ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ನಾವ್. ಅಂಡ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿಸ್ 100 celestial years ದೀಸ್ 3.5 years ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಲ್ ಗೋಪಾಲ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ನಂದ ಜಸೋದ ಅಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ಕಾವ್ಹಡ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್. ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗ್ಯಾದರ್ಡ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಅಂಡರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಫಾರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಫಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್, ಪ್ಲೇ, ಸಮಟೈಮ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೇ ರೌಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ವೇ ರೌಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಫಂಕ್ಷನ್ಸ್ ಬ್ರಜವಾಸಿ ದೇವ್ ಟು ವರ್ಷಿಪ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಇನ್ ನನ್ನ ಅಂಗನ್. ದಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ವೆರಿ ಆಸ್ಪಿಷಿಯಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇವತಾಸ್. ಸೊ ಸಮ್ ಆರ್ ದ ಸಮ್ ಸಿಂಪ್ಟಮ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದೇರ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಜವಾಸಿಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಓಲ್ಡ್ ಟು ದಿ ಬಾಯ್ ಎವ್ರಿಬಡಿ ದೇವ್ ಟು ರೆಸ್ಪೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಈವ್ನಿಂಗ್ ಟೈಮ್ ದೇವ್ ಟು ಆಫರ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಪ್, ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ದೇವ್ ಟು ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೆನಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೀಟಿಂಗ್ಸ್, ಮೆನಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಿಟೀಸ್, ಮೆನಿ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಲೇ. ವೆನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಕೋರ್ಟ್ಯಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಫ್ ನಂದ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಹಿ ವಾಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಸಖಾಸ್ ಅರೌಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಮೆನಿ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಟ್. ದೀಸ್ ಟೂ ಟ್ರೀ ದಿಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಟ್ರೀ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದಿ ವಿಟ್ನೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದೀಸ್ ಇವೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಾಲಲೀಲಾ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೋಕುಲ ಲೀಲಾ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇಯರ್. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದೇರ್ ಡೆಲಿವರೆನ್ಸ್, ಸೊ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ 100 celestial years ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಗೆಟಿಂಗ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಬಲರಾಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಗೋಪಸಖಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿ ಬ್ರಜವಾಸಿಸ್ ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಸೋ ಮೆನಿ ಇಯರ್ಸ್ ನಾವ್ ವಾಟ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಿವಿಯಸ್ ಟು ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಟುಕ್ ದಿ ಫಾರ್ಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಎ ಟ್ರೀ ನಾರದ ಮುನಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಡ್ ದೆಮ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಬಿಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟ್ರೀ ಇನ್ ಬ್ರಜ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಡೆಲಿವರೆನ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ ಬೈ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ನೋ ದಟ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಡೆಲಿವರ್ ಅಸ್. ದಿ ನ್ಯೂ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ನಾವ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟಿಂಗ್ ದೆಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ದೇ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟೇಕನ್ ಎನ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದ ಡೆಲಿವರೆನ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಸೋ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ಫುಲ್. ಸೊ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಎಫ್ಲುಜೆಂಟ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಡ್ ಬಡಿ, ಯು ನೋ ಇನ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಡ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಚ್ ಟು ದಿ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ದೇ ನೇಚರ್ ದೇ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಟಚ್ ಟು ದಿ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ದೇ ವಿಲ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ 1.5 feet ಆರ್ 2 feet ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಲೆವೆಲ್. ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಟ್ರೀ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ಸೈಡ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಬಟ್ ನಾವ್ ದೇ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಡೆಮಿಗಡ್. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಫುಲ್ ಎಫ್ಲುಜೆಂಟ್ ಬಿಗ್ ಬಡಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಬಾಲ್ ಗೋಪಾಲ್. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಸ್ತುತೀಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೀರಿಯನ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಸ್ಟೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಮೋರ್ ದ್ಯಾನ್ 100 years ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನಾವ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಫರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗ್ರ್ಯಾಟಿಚ್ಯೂಡ್. ಸೊ ನಾವ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ದಿ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಎಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ 2 verses ದೇ ಆರ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್. ಸೊ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎನಿ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್, ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾರ್ಮಲ್ ಕಟ್ಸಿ when we are leaving somebody, we are going away, so pranam, we are offering pranam, isn't it? That is general courtesy of everybody. When we are going away, we are staying somewhere, now we are going, so Prabhuji dandavat pranam, I am going. So that is normal courtesy, so they are also doing, but they are not doing only because of that normal courtesy. Because previous to this verse, they have described Krishna's opulence, his supremacy, his swarupa, and after, when they are describing the Krishna swarupa, then they told, why you are going too much into the swarupa jnana? It's best to surrender. Surrender is the ultimate achievement of all entities. That is the final destination. So better to surrender. So for surrendering, no need of this so much typical knowledge. It's easy to surrender. And in surrender, one special anga in bhakti is namaskar, pranam, bandana. That is also so, it's no need of any knowledge or any understanding, nothing you can do for pranam. So all the greatest personalities, finally, after understanding, researching many, many qualities and jnana of Krishna, finally they said, forget, we can't do anything. It's best is to offer pranam. Nama pankaja nabhaya, nama pankaja maline, nama pankaja netraya, namaste pankaja angre. Kunti Maharani also. Nama trikala satyaya jagannatha sutaya cha. Sa bhityaya, sa putraya, sa kalatraya te namah. Always, it is best to offer obeisances to Krishna at his feet. At the end of Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami in the final verse is saying, Nama Sankirtanam Jasya Sarva Papa Pranasanam Praname Dukha Samanam. If you get away from your suffering condition, then just offer pranam. It is so powerful, just by offering obeisances you will free from your distress. So these two devatas, they have swarupa jnana, they are offering their prayers, narrating Krishna's swarup, Krishna's power, supremacy. Finally they come to Krishna Lila. And when they are describing the pastimes of Krishna, they became so much overwhelmed with devotion. Because we know they don't have devotion, because now by getting association of the supreme devotees, direct Gopa Sakha, direct Krishna, bhakti comes from bhakta, not from Bhagavan even. Bhakti bhakta sangesu jayate. So they have got enough association of the highly elevated devotees, so now they have devotion in their heart. So now they totally overwhelmed with devotion towards Krishna. So now he is telling, okay, forget everything. We want to offer our pranam. Muhur muhu. Again and again, they want to offer their respectful obeisances at the feet of Balagopal. They understood this Balagopal, though he is in the form of a child, in a 3 years old boy, but we are such a heavy, powerful tree, these twigs of Jamala Arjuna, even 100 elephants they cannot shake us. Forget, no bulls, no, nobody can. But this 3 years old child, in his four wheel stand, he is not standing in, and is already bound to the motor, and this condition, he delivers us. So this is proved that he is the Supreme Bhagavan. So now, without any doubt, in full conviction, with full understanding, they offer their prayers, and at the end, they are saying, forget this offering prayers, best to offer our obeisances, best to offer pranam. So pranam, say this, in this particular shloka offering pranam, they are saying, namaha parama kalyana, namaha parama mangala. So when they are offering pranam, they are saying, namaha parama kalyana. Kalyana means, oh, our dear most Lord, your this form is supremely beneficial, kalyanakari. Why? Other incarnations are, yes. your other incarnations, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Narasimha, they are all Kalyanakari. What type of Kalyan? Paritranaya, Sadhunam, Vinasaya, Diskritanam, Dharma Sansthapanartha, these are the Kalyanakari activities. Protecting the devotees, annihilating the miscreants, and establishing the Dharma. This thing are Kalyanakari. The, all your other incarnations, they are doing it. But you are not doing only that. No. Because you are not annihilating the miscreants, not protecting the sadhus, not establishing the religion. Rather, you are giving the some special things which no other incarnations can give. What is that? Love of Godhead. Only you, braja preme dire dite nahi arakar sakti. No else can give. No other incarnation they cannot give braja preme. And you are giving that. Such a rare love of Godhead you are giving. When Brahma and other demigods, they were praying in Kriyasagara, and when they got the voice message, and Brahma declared, forget, let us go. Now this time our Lord is not coming. The Supreme Lord is coming. This time special visit will happen. So in this special visit, you will always, the other incarnations, they are doing some benefits. Everybody was getting benefit. But this particular incarnation, in this Krishna avatar, you are the supremely beneficial to the whole universe, to the whole humanity, everybody. When the earthly planet, due to heavy sun rays, become heat, we cannot just put water, make it cool, so only needs rain. When heavy rain happens, not only the temperature will come down of the earth, everybody, all the entities, all the planets, everybody, insects, they will get benefited, they will get cool. They will get benefited. So like that, in this particular incarnation, the rain of your particular pastime, Lilamrita, in this Lilamrita is so beneficial, so Kalyanakari, because the supermost benefit a entity can get is to get the love of Godhead. Nothing is more than that. That is the limit of achievement. And that you are giving easily you are distributing this. So that's why it's supremely beneficial, parama kalyana. Though in other incarnations, many sadhus by japa, yoga, dhyana, tapa, adi, they were achieving swarga, bhukti, mukti, siddhi, many things. But they can't get you. They can't get love of Godhead. But in this particular form, even if you kill many demons, but the demons were not killed, though they are demoniac body, very finished, but they get Savijya Mukti. No other incarnation this thing not happened. Only you, Hatari Gati Dayaka. So you are not only Kalyana Sadhankar, you are Paramakalyana, Namaha Paramakalyana. The supremely beneficial you are. No other incarnations are like you. So you are the Parama Kalyana. Parama Mangala, because you yourself as a Kalyana Sarup. Mangal means auspiciousness. You are so supremely auspicious. Just by your appearance, just in this Braj, the whole Braj became so highly opulent and become such auspicious and become so much well known, so much famous. Even the Gopikas, they used to say, Jayati te adhikam janmana braja. Just by your appearance in this braja became supremely well known. Jayajukta. Supremely Jayajukta. Jayate adhika. Comparison to whom? No comparison to anything else. No comparison to Swarga, Brahmaloka, or any other Vaikuntha, nothing can be compared by your glories. How this supremely glory happened? Now just by your incarnation. Just by your appearance, this Braja Humi became supremely glorious. Janmana Braja. So you are so glorious, you are so auspicious, just in by your appearance itself makes the whole planet, the whole Braja supremely glorious. No comparison even with Vaikuntha, Swarga, forget other things. So you are supremely glorious. And you are so Parama Mangala. And why you are coming? You are coming, all other incarnations they are coming, you yourself have told, I am coming dharma sansthapanartha paritranaya sadhana vinasha, all this you are, but in this incarnation you are doing this thing? No. When you are coming, because this is the all in one, you are the swayang rupa, so all other required incarnations they are inside you, all other narayan forms they are already within you, so they are doing all these things. This is dharma sansthapana sadhu paritrana asadhu vinasana, all these auspicious things, all these incarnations, but you, what you are doing, you are playing your supremely pastimes, lila. What? Now because you are in Shuddha Sattva, so these Brajavasis, they are not living entities, they are all your direct parsadas. They are all Antaranga Shakti, they are all your direct parsadas. So, not to protect them, what? They don't have any problem, why to protect? So why you are coming then? Now just to enjoy their association. You are Premadhina. So to enjoy the love of the Brajavasis, to exchange the loving activities, and bhakta vachalata, to show your bhakta vachalya, you are supremely bhakta vachala. So these two things are the reason of your incarnations, bhakta vachalata and premadata. These two, to enjoy the supremely loving exchanges and to show how you are the supremely bhakta vachala, these two things you are giving. No other incarnations they are showing these two things. So in these two way you are protecting this Brajavasis. So your protection to the Brajavasis, all your pastimes in Braja with the Brajavasis, they are not that ordinary dharma sthapana, ordinary asuranasan. No, not like that. It is so auspicious, it is so magnanimous that anybody will think of it eternally, they will get benefit. It's so auspicious. If anybody just remember the pastime, anybody just went to the place where the pastime happened, anybody discuss about the pastimes, anybody speak about this pastime, anybody hear about the pastime, not only now, Jugapat, eternally they will get benefit. This is so auspicious. No events can be compared with such auspicious event. It is supremely auspicious. That's a Parama Mangala. Param means in superlative degree. Good, better, best. Like that Param. Kalyana also in superlative degree. Mangala also in superlative degree. You are supremely beneficial and you are supremely auspicious. So that's why anybody, though they are Brajavasi, we are not Brajavasi, we are Devata, and many other entities, just by meditating on your pastime, meditating your incarnation, just by meditating your form, this is Balagopala Rupam, this is Balagopala Lila, this is Braja Lila, this is Braja Dham, Brajavasi, anything, this is supremely auspicious. No other auspicious thing can be compared to this. No dharma, karma, japa, tapa, nothing, no, nothing. They can't compare like that. You are so supremely auspicious. Even in this incarnation, when you start your pastimes in this incarnation, you start with opening by delivering Putana Madam. Putana, yes, Jinghasaya. Putana was so ghastly when he was thinking to kill Krishna in the form of a mother. By giving breast milk, she was planning to kill Krishna, Balagopal. Such a ghastly thinking, such a terrible kind of plan. How a mother By giving breast milk, he wants to kill a child. What a terrible kind of planning. But you are so compassionate, you are so compassionate nature, that you, this Putana Rakshasi, you gave her Matrugati. Oh. In Sukadeva Goswami, it's beyond imagination. How come this happened? How come? Matrugati. Just like position of a mother. In Goloka Vrindavan, no here in Swarga Vaikuntha, no. How come the Putana madam, he never attended any Mangalarti, no Bhagavatam class, no perugulative principle, nothing. Haribhai, what merits he had? How come they got the supreme position in Goloka Vrindavan as a mother of Krishna? What makes her to get that position? All the acharyas, they break their head. How come this happened? How come Krishna? Some clue should be there. By so much investigation, some acharyas, they say, Krishna is definitely agati gati dayak, but some, how come Putana, what makes her to achieve so much, such a high destination? So one acharya says, because Putana was coming in the dress of a devotee. That was only one merit she had. Otherwise, inside and outside, terrible things. Thinking also, feeling also, planning also, everything is maha-asurik. But when she came to Braj, when she came to Nandalaya, Nanda Bhavan, she was in the dress of Lakshmi, dress of a devotee. So if somebody is not devotee, demon, 100%, but somehow or other stole some bhakta's dress, or borrow bhakta's dress, or rented bhakta's dress, and wear that dress and come to the bhakta samaj, Braj, then he'll get the merit. Forget to become a devotee. Krishna is so compassionate. Oh, she has dressed in a devotee form, he should okay. Whatever, he should get the merit. Such a compassion, Krishna. And practically you can see also. Sometimes if you'll drive in the main road, a thief, somehow or other he stole one police sub-inspector dress. He was hanging somewhere he stole that whole dress, police sub-inspector dress, and stole it, and he put it, the thief, and stand in the high road and stop your vehicle. What you will think? Oh, why police is stopping me? You will frighten and give some, okay, take it, please. And if he is not police at all, somehow or other she stole or borrowed, somehow or other just put the dress of police, and the general public will be frightened and gave him money. So only the dress has effect. Yes, dress has effect. So Hainert Putana, she was dressed in like Lakshmi, devotee dress, and so much so makeup that even Jasoda and Rohini, they could not figure it out. They could not recognize that she is a duplicate. It's just makeup. No. She was so looking like original. So, but Krishna knows. Krishna gave her Matrugati by closing his eyes. He said, I don't want to see, but I know who you are. But because you are coming in a devotee dress to me, okay, get the supreme achievement. So Krishna is so compassionate. So that's why Parama Kalyana and Parama Mangala. No other incarnation. This is the opening of Krishna Lila. In the opening, he did this Putana Uddhar, Putana Gati. And all other incarnations, they cannot do like that. They cannot do like that. This is the final salvation. Mukti, Sayujya Mukti, the Kansa, everything. Shishupala, Dantabakra, anything. The all other incarnation, when Narsingadeva killed Hiranyakashipu, okay, but they again took Bharataj, Ravana and Kumbhakarna. Even they got killed by Lord Rama, they again incarnate as Shishupala, Dantabakra. But this is the final. That's it. So that is Hatari Gati Dayaka. This so Parama Mangala is only with you, O Krishna. They know that. That's why Parama Mangala. Not only Parama Kalyana, you are Parama Mangala. And not only that, when you are maintaining and playing with these Brajavasis, and you are manifesting many wonderful, supremely auspicious pastimes like Kaliyadaman, Govardhandharana, Davagnipan, Makhanchori, and many other, all this Krishna Lila. This is the manifestation. The Brajavasi, they don't have any problem. They are totally absorbed in Krishna. How some troubles will happen to them? How this Indra, Chandra, Mandra, the Kaliya, they can give trouble to them? No question. No. But this, why this Lila? This is manifestation of Lila. Just to exchange the loving activities, to enjoy the exchange of loving activities with their loving fellows, with Rajavasis. That is the reason. This Davagni Bhana, this all these Bal Lilas, all these Bal Lilas is not to save Rajavasis. No, no, no. They are already saved. If somebody think the feet of Krishna, just remember the feet of Krishna, he will be saved. Tasya sadya vimuchyeta. Then those who are totally absorbed in and out, how some vipada will happen to them? How some trouble will happen to them? No way, nothing. So then why Krishna is manifesting so many, protecting them from Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Maruta, this, that, snake? No, no, this is only to exchange of loving activities. And these all activities, this Kaliya Damana, Govardhana Dharana, and all others pastimes like that are so supremely auspicious and beneficial to every living entity that anybody forget them. Krishna did perform these pastimes, he manifested these pastimes. So any like us, degraded living entities like us, by discussing these pastimes, by speaking, hearing, and visiting this pastime place, we will get supremely benefited and will invoke supremely auspiciousness. That's why you are supremely special. You are Parama Kalyanamaya, Parama Kalyana Sarup. You are Parama Mangalamaya Sarup. No other incarnation, no other incident, no other happening can be compared like that much beneficial, that much auspicious, like what you are doing. All your pastimes are manifestations of auspiciousness, supreme auspicious. All your pastimes are manifestations of supreme beneficial, supreme benefits. So that's why you are Parama Kalyana and Parama Mangala. In other yugas, many, many sadhakas, they want to do severe austerities, they want to do many other ways, japtap sadhan, but they cannot get that kind of auspiciousness. They cannot get that kind of benefit just by remembering, just by looking at you, just by visiting, just by discussing what they are getting the benefit. They can't. No, no, no other way, no other sadhan. There is no sadhana to get that kind of benefit and get kind of auspiciousness what you are manifesting, oh my Lord. So that's why Parama Kalyana, Parama Mangala. You are the supremely auspicious and you are supremely beneficial to every living entity. Only by your this manifestation of your pastimes. And then he's saying, Nama Parama Kalyana, Nama Parama Mangala, Jadunang Pataye Nama, Nama, Vasudevaya Santaya. Vasudeva, though you appear as the son of Vasudeva, as Vasudeva, but you are the super soul in each and every entity. Vasati sarvatra iti Vasudeva. That is also the meaning of Vasudeva. And in those who are in the supremely in Suddha Satagun, that is also Vasudeva. In Vasudeva Suddha Sattvam. So all three in you are there. You are the son of Vasudeva. And you are as a Kirsa Vishnu, as the super soul, you are inside Andantarastha Paramanu cha Antarastham. You are inside every atom, even everybody. That's why you are Vasudeva, Vasati Sarvatra. and you are always in supremely subdha sattva sthiti, that's also your vasudeva. So all your friends, they are also of subdha sattva. And you are not also, you are santaya. Santaya, anything, peace. So nothing can be compared like the peace of your pastimes. Supremely peaceful. Santaya. And Jadunang Pate Nama. Jadunang, you incurred as a Jadupati. So when Narakubar Manigriba, when they are, finally they are praying to Krishna, Krishna was looking at, he was not speaking anything. They are only speaking. Krishna was, okay, speak. Then they saw Krishna is not telling us anything. And this Krishna's friend, they were with the trees, they were playing, with Krishna they were playing and talking. Now, when the trees broke out, and when we manifest this, all these sakhas, some few sakhas were there, they became so much frightened. They became little far, and with trembling they are looking at them. You are not speaking anything. With so much fear they are looking at them. And when this Nalakubar Manigriva, finally when offering prayers, they look at these Gopasakhas, they said, oh, blunder mistake. This is Jaduvansis, these Gopas, they are also Jadavas. We know that Krishna declared in Puranas that those who are telling that we are devotees of Krishna, Krishna said, they are not my devotee. If somebody says, I am devotee of Krishna's devotee, then they can be considered as devotee. So, we are offering our pranam to Krishna, but they are devotees of Krishna. They are more powerful than Krishna. That is Krishna's version. So, better we should offer pranam to them. They are Jadus. And he is coming as Jadupati. Why Krishna comes as Balagopal form? Only to protect Jadus, only to protect and maintain the Jadavas, the Gopas, only to play with them, only to exchange the loving activities, to enjoy the loving sentiments with them. So these are the target. That's why Krishna comes, that's why Krishna incarnate, because of them only. So they should be glorified, they should be offered pranam. And now they are not speaking, they are frightened because of us only. By seeing us Devarupa, by seeing us our effulgent Swarupa, they are far away fearing. Already you have committed offense in Narada Muni's feet, and we are for 100 celestial years become tree. Now they are not like Narada Muni, they are so highly elevated, they are Krishna Sakha. And they are fearing not coming to Krishna because of us. No, better to offer pranam, better go back soon. So now they will not stay, they should better go back as soon as possible. They should not be fearful, we should not commit more offense. So now, Jadunang Pataye Nama, when they are telling, when the Nalakubar Manigriva is speaking about Jadus, so they are considering that because of Jadus, because of this Gopas, they are also Jadus, because they are all Jadavas, because of these Jadavas, the Swayang Bhagavan Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he come down. Because of them, so they should be glorified. They should be glorified. Otherwise, why Krishna comes? Brahma and demigods, they used to come and go to Kshirasagar and pray. Many incarnations they used to come, but not Swayang Krishna. This time, Swayang Bhagavan Krishna appeared. For what? For Brahma? No. From dharma sansthapana, paritrana, vinasa, no. This time to enjoy the bhakta vatsalata and to distribute the love of Godhead. So this special incarnation, this Swayang Bhagavan Krishna, he incarnate, he manifest, he appeared only because of these supremely highly elevated devotees, Jadus. So that's why Krishna is Jadupati. He became Jadupati, the leader of Jadus, because Jadus are so dear and near to him. Not only them, dear most and near most. And Krishna cannot think of anybody else this Gopasakhas and Jadavas. He was so close and so near and dear to them. So it is better to offer our pranam and offer our glorification, offer our stuti to them, somehow or other please to them. If we please to these Jadavas, if we please to the devotees and Sakhas of Krishna, then by their mercy we can get love of Krishna's prema. We can get Krishna. Otherwise there is no way. Why Krishna will think? That's why he is not speaking to us. We are such a long prayer, he is not looking at, he is not speaking to us. Because his Sakhas are there, they are fearful. Why you become like this? So better we should make please the Sakhas, the Jadavas. So then Krishna will become pleased. If we please to the devotees, then Krishna will become pleased. If we help to the devotees, then Krishna will be helped. Krishna will become happy. If you want to, that's why you want to do something, better do to the devotees, not to Krishna. Krishna is not in need of our help, our things. But the devotees are like us, they need. So that's why when they were doing their stuti, Parama Kalyana, Parama Mangala, Vasudevaya Santa, finally they say, no, Jadunang Pataye. Because of this Jadavas, because of this Gopas, you are there. You manifest this supreme, auspicious and beneficial form, this Balagopala Rupa, because of these Jadus. You come as a Jadupati. So better we should offer our pranam and glorification to these Jadavas. If they will become happy, if they will become pleased with us, then we can get your mercy. So that is also Siddhanta. If you want to please Krishna, if you want to get grace of Krishna, then you should better serve, pray and try to please the devotees of Krishna. That is the Siddhanta. In this stutis, this Nalakubara Manigriba, they are such a highly experienced after living in Braj for 100 celestial years and having direct associations of Krishna and Krishna Sakhas, all the Brajavasis, that is their experience, that is their opinion, that finally forget all these Vedic conclusions, forget all this Swarupa Jnana Charcha, forget all other things, only we can do offering our Dandavat Pranam. That is the best way. No need of any kind of knowledge, no need of any kind of understanding. It's very easy to offer our pranam. Though Krishna is trying to hide himself, but those who are devotees, they can understand by recognizing him. Immediately they will offer their pranam to Krishna. So offering pranam, the moment you offer pranam to Krishna, the moment immediately you free from all your distress. Praname dukkha samanam. All your dukkhas will finish. So that's why these two demigods, Nalakubara and Manigriva, while they are concluding their prayers, they are finally, after discussing so many things, finally they are offering their pranam and namaskar to Balagopal form of Krishna. And not only Krishna, finally Krishna will offer, but this pranam will not complete if we will not offer pranam to the devotees of Krishna. And these devotees, these Jadavas, are the highly elevated, the most dear and near of Krishna. So better we should offer pranam to them. Aaj Jadupati. So Jadava Pate Nama. So in this particular verse, we can get the lesson that without going so much typical discussion, so much understanding and jnana charcha, is better to surrender ourselves fully by offering fully obeisances and fully convinced that this is the supreme auspicious and supremely beneficial for us, just by offering pranam to Krishna, because he is the supreme beneficial, he is the supremely auspicious. And how to offer pranam? The proper ways to offering pranam and glorify to his dear most devotees. Hare Krishna. Any comments, sir? Question? Yes.
As we carry this Mahavishnu himself and we pray the
I am saying that only by Krishna's we can get the love of Godhead. No other incarnations can able to give that. Yes. Krishna is different form, but Krishna in his Swayam form, he has that Vitu power to give the love of Godhead. No other half. No. Chaitanya is Krishna himself. Yes. So that he is Krishna. There is none different than Krishna. That is the supreme compassionate nature of Krishna. Even somebody is a cheater, a demon, and if she puts the dress of a devotee, he will get that benefit. He is so paramakalyana. Yeah, if he become inside devotee also, that is better. But even not inside devotee, just becoming, showing up as devotee, that's also better. Very nice question. Actually, you should feel proud that our Acharya, the beginning, the first Acharya Brahma, he became selected by Krishna to perform this role of embodiment. You should feel proud of it. No other can get that kind of role to become directly bewildered by Krishna. Everybody is bewildered by Krishna. But Krishna specially select Brahma that you come with me and you play this role. So you should feel proud of we are descendants of Brahma, because Brahma was the person, only person who was selected by Krishna, no other else. Get it? Who is not get bewildered by Krishna? Who can say? But Krishna became happy to accept Brahma in this role. Okay? So you should feel proud of that. Okay? Yes. What you are asking? You want to see Lord everywhere? God is everywhere.
I am giving comment about 10th temple Bhagavad Gita, the offences of the Lord. The Lord is seen, I am everywhere. And what are the dead things I am there? The
hair, the... Yeah. Yes, everywhere.
So, if we just meditate on those things, then Krishna is there.
So, do you mean that then no need of coming to temple because Krishna is everywhere? Why you are coming here?
You can perform...
Yeah, you should. Who is not saying that? You should always do that. Okay. Anything else? Yes. Prabhuji, then Mataji. They can go to Vaikuntha, that's also good, not to Golok. Yes, Mataji's question.
chose to become priests eternally at Radhapur. So, of course, these are transcendental things and out of mental state. I think this is mental speculation, but still I want to
अरे बाबा व्हाट टू बिकम बिग ट्री ब्रह्मांड उद्धव दे आर प्रेइंग टू बिकम ए स्मॉल गुल्मा लता इन यू नो स्मॉल लाइक ए क्रीपर ना टिपिन क्रीपर दिस या वेरी स्मॉल क्रीपर एंड नॉट इवन ब्रज एरिया इन द साइड व्हाट टू स्पीक ऑफ बिग ट्रीज इन राधाकुंड एंड गोकुल इन कोटियाड ऑफ नंदन यस good not mentioned in Bhagavatam regarding their past times but definitely it's mentioned because of Narad Muni's blessings they able to get this fortune yes yeah Prabhuji is saying not only Narad Muni in Narad Muni's lineage our dear Prabhupada also blessed all of us we are also enjoying Brajavas yes Yes.
So how does one qualify for such causes mercy or because there is no cause Narada Muni just bless them?
So you want to say why Narada Muni become merciful to them?
Yeah, was there any reason why he was
say you know ahetuki kripa? So there is no reason. Ahetuk means without reason. So the bhaktas are like that. Without any reason they can do that. Okay? Yes. 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 What you are saying, if you dress as devotee then?
A person who is just dressed as a devotee,
yeah.
Is not acting like a devotee.
Yes.
Is acting like a different
quality. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If he'll go to Balagopal, then if he go directly to Krishna, then he can get the benefit, not from any other else. Okay, yes, that assumption is there too. Yes. Very nice thing to offer poison, na? How can you think like that? It's a great thing to offer poison to Krishna. How can it be great? What desire to desire for giving poison? It's a great desire. What are you saying? He, that's why I told he got delivered because he presented herself as a devotee, not because of that. This is such a terrible desire. Giving poison to Krishna is a good desire. How can you are saying Prabhupada said? It is verse itself said jighansaya. Why were man speculating like that? No, that is your speculation. Not like that. Yes. He is asking if Putana got delivered because Putana was thinking, desiring to give something to Krishna, to poison he was giving, that's why he got delivered.
Krishna thought that way.
It's Krishna's thinking, that Putana, yeah, yeah. Because he was coming as a dressed mother and breastfeeding, that's why. Yeah. But not in this putanas. Okay, anything else? Grantharasimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Kirtan.